Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy holidays. I'm Caroline Phipps for Berkshire Style. I'd like to preview some stories we tell on our website this week. For nearly 50 years, Carl Dudash, a former engineer, has turned his hand to creating elegant harpsichords used in private homes, colleges, and concert performances around the world. His instruments have been featured prominently in the United States and Europe, and are owned by eminent area musicians. In the spirit of Christmas and music, we have the story. We hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some suggestions for your enjoyment this week, and all are in person. You can find times and links to these events by clicking on This Week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is up to date. Additional features we present this week: poetry workshop, deep dive at the Scoville Memorial Library in Salisbury, Connecticut. This intensive, immersive workshop is designed to give writers the time they need to generate new work. Guided by prompts and in-class writing assignments, they will take a deep dive and emerge transformed. The workshop will be led by Sally Van Doren, author of 4 poetry books and winner of the Walt Whitman Prize. Poetry workshop at the Scoville Memorial Library in Salisbury, Connecticut. I'll Stand By You, a Christmas celebration at St. Anne's Church in Lenox, Massachusetts. Ron Ramsey and Samantha Talura will partner with music director, Broadway composer Barbara Anselmi to present I'll Stand By You, an evening of cherished holiday favorites and lesser-known gems. Ramsey steps out from behind the piano to deliver warm tones, silky vocals, and whimsical wit, alongside Talura's soulful blend of sultry blues and velvety soprano tones. For one night only, I'll Stand By You at St. Anne's Church in Lenox, Massachusetts. Tangent Theatre, The Seafarer, in the Cellar Space at the Stissing Center, Pine Plains, New York. A compelling play reading of Connor McPherson's Black Comedy. Set on Christmas Eve in Baldoyle near Dublin, The Seafarer explores themes of regret, family, substance abuse, and supernatural encounters. A captivating journey through the complexities of relationships and the shadows of the past. The Seafarer in the Cellar Space at the Stissing Center in Pine Plains, New York. Maestro, a benefit screening at the Crandell Theatre, Chatham, New York. The Crandell Theatre presents a screening of Maestro, Bradley Cooper's biopic of legendary conductor and composer Leonard Bernstein. Following the screening, Bernstein's daughter, Nina Bernstein Simmons, will take the stage with Christopher Rothko, son of abstract painter Mark Rothko, for a Q&A. Rothko, a classical music critic, will discuss the intersecting creative influences and achievements of one of the greatest artists of the 20th century. Maestro, at the Crandale Theatre in Chatham, New York. Crescendo, Carols for the Earth in Stockbridge, Massachusetts and Lakeville, Connecticut. The Crescendo Chorus, its soloists and instrumentalists, present two performances of the holiday concert with a timeless message for this holiday season: peace on earth. Ranging from the Renaissance to modern compositions and spanning various faith traditions, the music will inspire our quest for earth stewardship. Our earth holds faith and peace in its air and water, its hills and valleys, making it our best comfort as the days darken. The Crescendo Chorus, on Saturday at St. Paul's Church in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, and on Sunday at Trinity Church in Lakeville, Connecticut. Celebrate the season. Our lineup of the best and the brightest holiday events in our area. The perfect place for you, one, to see all the ways the community celebrates, and two, to plan your own season of entertainment. There is so much to see and to do. Our favorite thing. What would New Year's celebration be without Bach? Berkshire Bach is synonymous with the holiday and is again this year. The Berkshire Bach Ensemble, led by music director Eugene Drucker, will offer its traditional New Year's performance of Bach at New Year's. A very Baroque celebration at the Mahiwe Performing Arts Center on New Year's Eve. Berkshire Kitchen. In Italy, alla cacciatora, hunter style, refers to dishes made with fowl, game birds, even rabbit, the result of the day's catch. Originally, it was a simple dish prepared in the field by hunters of their quarry, with foraged vegetables, herbs, wild mushrooms, onions, tomatoes, garlic, and red or white wine. Chef Leon has created his own dish, amazingly, with tofu. Tofu alla cacciatore. Out on a limb. 20th century titans. Catherine takes a look at the eclipse of three influential figures of post-World War II America. Former First Lady Rosalind Carter, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, and former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to be appointed to that post. Inner elegance. It's your life. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life, said Steve Jobs in his commencement address at Stanford. Get real about your life. Embrace it and don't squander your potential. I explore living life to the fullest. History's Lens. A photo of the members of the Bald Head Club of America. Founded with humor in 1912 by John Rodemeyer of Canaan, the club spread rapidly and enthusiastically across the country. To belong, of course, a gentleman had to be bald. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We are an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. It's now the last 2 weeks of the year, and we at Berkshire Style will take a short vacation to celebrate and to be with friends and family. We wish you the merriest holiday season and a blessed and peaceful new year, and we'll return on January the 3rd. And until next year, I'm Caroline Phipps.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.